Okay, let's get to a group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Cindy says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I feel like I'm in a situation a lot of people can relate to.
All right, hit us.
Been dating this wonderful guy for almost 3 months now.
Mm-hmm.
He told me he was a newly divorced, single dad. But of course, now that I really like him, I found out that he and his wife are only separated.
Ooh.
He told me he left his wife because she cheated and he's in the process of filing for divorce. Mm. I'm fine with all of that, I guess, but it's the fact that he wasn't upfront with me about it.
Okay.
I don't like that he lied to me, and we've only just started dating, so how am I supposed to think he won't lie to me in the future about other things? Up until now, he hadn't shown me any red flags. So what do I do now? How do I address this without seeming like I'm crazy?
Without seeming like I'm crazy. I feel like you've got some justification to
It's a valid concern.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like you can talk to him about it, right?
Right, because, I mean, if it's only been 3 months or so, I mean, you don't really know the dynamic between him and his ex just yet,
mm-hmm.
I feel like. So how contentious is it? What kind of a situation is that going to be like moving forward?
Okay, before we blast her boyfriend and like, oh my gosh, he's still seeing his, or, you know, he and his wife, he's just cheating on his wife, all that stuff, blah, 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 blah.
Well, he's not cheating on his wife. So he's saying that she cheated. Is he using Cindy to make his wife jealous?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. I mean, we could go down the rabbit hole of what's really happening here. But let me just, what if he is he didn't want to say, my wife and I are going through a divorce right now because
that makes you feel unavailable.
Right. That makes you feel unavailable. That makes you feel like you've got way more baggage than maybe, hey, my wife and I are separated, or, you know, whatever. That being separated and going through a divorce are different things. So if he's mentally checked out and he truly is like a good guy and he's ending things and they're going through the process of a divorce. I mean, you can't just like say, hey, let's get a divorce and tomorrow you're divorced. Like, there is a process.
Yeah, and I want to know the timeline, because they've been dating for 3 months. He's not divorced yet. I know sometimes that can take a while.
Yeah.
But apparently they're divorcing because she cheated. So there could be an element of heartbreak he's still going through right now. Like, where are we at in his emotional availability to be able to fully be all in a relationship with Cindy?
Yeah, I mean, Cindy, you could realize that you're just a rebound.
Right.
At very best.
A rebound with, like, he's got a lot of baggage. That's
right,
going to be a lot
right.
to deal with. So I feel like you almost need to volunteer to give him the space to handle all of that, like close the book on it completely. Obviously, he's a dad, so there's going to be kids, and the parenting relationship is going to have to continue.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you need to let him work all that out completely before you guys start a new chapter.
All right. Well, you heard Kelly.
That's my thought.
Have you been in this situation? I know it's probably common. Hey, you know what? I haven't been in it yet. Looking forward to it, though. I'm kidding.
It's like, what?
You're like, what,
what did you just say?
waiting on my chance.
Wow.
No, but let us know your story, how you handled it, how you went through. That's why what we do with group therapy here every morning on 99.7 DJX. So we take some of your stories and some of your thoughts on the way. According to our listener Trina, men are morons. It's 99.7 DJX. We're in the middle of group therapy. Cindy's boyfriend of 3 months said that he was separated.
Well, you said he was a newly divorced single dad.
Yeah.
And now, come to find out, it's just separation.
It's just separation. So,
headed for divorce.
Yeah. So Trina goes on and says separated and filing for divorce is the same as divorced to them, to men. However, that does seem awfully fast to be out dating. So I'd be careful of his intentions. Timeline definitely matters. Living arrangements definitely matters. Kids involved or not definitely matters. So, all right.
Yeah, like, Jess says on Facebook, he told you he was divorced because chances are you wouldn't have given him the time of day had you known he was still legally married. I mean, that's a possibility that he was just afraid to scare her off too soon.
Yeah.
Doesn't make the lie okay, though. You need to talk to him. How long have they been separated? Has he filed for divorce? Or is he just planning to? It's baffling how many people refuse to talk with their significant other and instead talk to anyone and everyone else, including a radio station. Well, Jess, I know. Listen.
Including a radio station.
We feel fortunate and blessed that they trust us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and Lisa said, look, I tried dating immediately after my divorce, and I can say it doesn't work. There's no way that you're mentally ready for another relationship so quickly. So just, you know, be careful. There was another listener who said, hey, as someone who has gone through the divorce while dating, I dated years ago while my divorce was processing. I have a couple kids. After speaking with my therapist, I realized I should have worked on myself and figured me out before hopping into a new relationship. It was like I was making a Band-Aid in life. Maybe that isn't the case here, but I was used to being married and having that person, and then I felt alone and just needed to fill that gap. So hope that helps.
Wow. Now, Trina said that she met her husband right after she separated from her ex. He had a three-month-old daughter at the time, plus two kids from a previous marriage. I mean, it was kind of messy. And, you know, but she said we're still together 8 years later. There's been a lot of drama, a lot of trauma in that 8 years, but they're still together. So, like, you need, I guess you need to figure out, all right, what am I emotionally ready to deal with? And then again, we need to assess how emotionally ready is he to separate from his wife and his life with her? And, you know, that's separate from the kids. He's never separating from the kids. But, you know, is he going to be emotionally ready to move on fully with you?
We did get a text from a listener who said, girl, run. Before you know it, it's going to be 3 years and he's still married. Been there, done that. It stunk. And then she name checks him. And listen, I'm not going to say his name because I know it's a unique name and I know a guy with that name.
I don't
know.
No.
I don't know if it's the same person or not.
So you're going to do some cyber stalking later.
But, well, The guy I know with this name, I've had beers with him before, and he's in my mind, he's a good dude, and he was done wrong by his ex.
Okay.
So it was the other way around, but
okay, text LOL, I'm dying.
I know.
We all need to know.
Listen, I don't want to name check him because I don't want to throw this dude under the bus. If he was being dirty with our listener there for 3 years, then that's something new that I didn't know.
Did you see where he lives?
Oh gosh. All right. No. Okay. All right. Different guy.
Different guy.
Different guy.
Okay.
We got a text from listener. I think it's a different guy. All right.
Okay. Just checking.
Oh, man.
Oh, we got sidetracked a little bit by that guy.
I know.
Name we won't mention.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't want to mention his name just because like I said, it's a unique name, I think. And I don't want to implicate unfairly my friend, who I don't think it's the same person. So anyways, back to Cindy and her situation. I think we need to figure out, and you just need to be upfront with him and then maybe even ask to see papers. And if he's really going through the divorce, he will have no problem showing you that and being like upfront and truthful with you. You know, if like he wants to make it work, regardless of whether he's emotionally ready, that's going to be something that you're going to have to figure out yourself. But like if we're just looking at whether or not he's actually lying to you, Or I mean, I guess how big of a lie this is, you can just kind of fish that out through, you know, asking some follow-up questions and stuff.
Yeah, you know, Molly says this, and this is kind of tough. She says, hate to say this on Facebook, but I'm sure he's a great guy. but he's not ready for a relationship. He won't be for a while. I got divorced 9 years ago, and although I dated after, I wasn't really ready for something serious for a couple of years. I ended up hurting a couple of great guys because of that. I'm sure he's wonderful, but save yourself and him from heartbreak. And you're correct. He should have been honest with you from the beginning. The reason he wasn't is because he knew you wouldn't date him. You're better off to break things off sooner rather than later. And then maybe, you know, the timing will be better and you guys can try it again once he's fully, legally, emotionally clear from the his marriage.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. And that is group therapy.